There are also billions at stake as two defense contractors battle to build the military's most advanced jet fighter engine. This afternoon, a group of House members will hold a key vote on the engine. The stakes are enormous because the F-35, known as the Joint Strike Fighter, will be the only new U.S. fighter for years to come. As Peter Overby reports, the competition has gotten vicious.
The Pentagon decided 4 years ago that Pratt and Whitney would get this engine contract. President George W. Bush backed that decision, and so does President Obama. But every year, Congress votes money for General Electric to continue developing a competing engine. These companies, Pratt and Whitney and GE, are pillars of the American military-industrial establishment. Pratt powered armadas of American planes in World War II. GE thrust the first American jet fighter into the air in 1942. But they're not acting like pillars right now. They're acting more like political candidates.
They're going to have a $100 billion monopoly from one engine manufacturer who's already grossly over budget.
That's GE Aviation spokesman Rick Kennedy, who says Pratt is angling for a fat government handout. And just this month, GE put up a video of former Navy Secretary John Lehman. It looked like an attack ad against Pratt & Whitney.
The F-14, 30% of the accidents came from this lousy engine.
That would be a Pratt & Whitney engine.
It wasn't until the GE competitive engine came in and was put into the F-14D that the accidents from engine failure ceased, stopped. Many lives saved.
In its rebuttal, Pratt & Whitney points out that Lehman was talking about something that happened 25 years ago on a different project. David Mankey is a lobbyist for Pratt's parent company, United Technologies. He says the new engine for the F-35 had some problems along the way, but now it's certified for production in the first run of Joint Strike Fighters, unlike GE's engine.
The other guys, they're probably 4 or 5 years behind us. You know, with a paper engine, that's going to be perfect. When you have a real engine, there can be flaws. So we thought we had to come out and protect ourselves.
And Pratt has its own attack video against GE. It starts with footage of President Obama promising to cut Pentagon programs that don't keep America safe,
but rather prevent us from spending money on what does keep us safe.
Words on screen, money for warfighters instead of wasteful pork.
One example is a $465 million program to build an alternate engine for the Joint Strike Fighter.
GE responds that it isn't pork, and engine competition will actually save money, and so on and so on. The rhetoric you hear from the lobbyists is echoed by members of Congress who have a dog in the fight. Democratic Congressman Steve Driehaus is from Cincinnati, the home of General Electric. Here's what he had to say about Pratt in a House debate.
They want to be declared the winner of the race while all the contestants are still at the starting line.
And Democrat Rosa DeLauro is from Connecticut, home of Pratt & Whitney. She went after GE's alternate engine.
The Marines don't want it. The Air Force doesn't want it. The Navy doesn't want it. Why are we moving ahead with it?
So why is this debate so red hot? Winslow Wheeler is with the nonprofit Center for Defense Information. He says he used to see infighting like this all the time when he worked on Capitol Hill. But in years past, everyone would keep quiet about it.
But once it gets to be a public debate in Congress, those bars are removed and the catfighting gets very public.
And the other thing is this. When the Joint Strike Fighter is in full production, it will be the only U.S. fighter plane in production. For engine makers, the only game in town. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.